AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Invariably make trouble for people other than themselves.
Gong it out, Vic.
Hornale!
Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, and We Just Won't Be Defeated Wednesday. Hey, walk your bike, watch your mouth, don't text and walk.
Shut up!
We're talking to you another 2 hours as we head towards 6 o'clock. David Basset with Dodger Talk. Every Wednesday, he has Andre Ethier join him.
Shut up when I'm talking to you!
And our Dodger replay.
Shut up!
April 21st, 2019, Belly versus Yelly.
Shut up when I'm talking to you!
Remember, you can always listen to the Petros and Money Show live via stream on the iHeartRadio app or at am570lasports.com. Podcasts available and a grand in your hand upcoming.
Many
in just
people
a few minutes
streaming on the iHeartRadio app and enjoying the show. And we do have a Before the Show podcast for people, which is up. We also have a film fight and Chris Harris Jr. coming up.
Next segment.
That's Chris. Next segment, 5 o'clock, film fight, 4:45, Justice of Sweet James. So all of that is happening, and we still are doing the grand in your hand every weekday between 7 and 7. We want you to know you text a keyword, or we tell you the keyword, and then you text it in. Text the keyword to 200-200. If you get a call back from a number you don't recognize, answer the phone, because you could be winning $1,000 just for listening to AM 570 LA Sports. Praise Jesus.
Exactly right, man.
But it is time. Well, first, Matt, there's a big thing going on KCAL.
Tomorrow, 6 a.m. it starts. KCAL, KCBS, Chargers, all of us here at iHeartRadio, all partnering to raise funds for the L.A. Unified School District students that need help. 650,000 of them need meals, supplies, and so much more in the wake of the closures of the LAUSD. You can donate tomorrow by texting the word NEED, N-E-E-D, to 76278. That's NEED to 76278, or go ahead and visit online where you can click the donate button at lastudentsmostinneed.org. lastudentsmostinneed.org. All
it's
the details
dogs.
Available.
I can't. Yeah. I love hot dogs.
It looks so good. Do you see how that thing just exploded with a nice virtual flame around it? All the details at am570lasports.com.
Turn off the food channel, Matt.
What do you want to watch?
Cartoons. Cuomo.
Kidding.
Quick Hits.
The PMS Quick Hits. I'll make it quick, y'all. Oh, yeah!
Yesterday, the Lakers announcers... No, not their announcers. Billy Mack is clean, but they announced that their players completed their 14-day home quarantine. And Stu said, I don't have anything on a Lakers basketball network.
Good news there.
Yeah, the Brooklyn Nets GM Sean Marks of Cal said that his entire roster is now free from the coronavirus symptoms. That means 4 of his players, including Kevin Durant, who doesn't play anyway, tested positive for the virus. So it is moving at least through those people and not to anybody else.
There.
You would hope that. So we will see what happens with basketball as we go forward. Now, there is big NFL news, and we are all over it. We will have more NFL talk in the very next hour. But the Chargers coach, our friend Anthony Lynn, when asked if the team is interested in Cam Newton, avoided the question adroitly. When asked again more directly about interest in Cam Newton, we're looking at everybody, Lynn said. He went on to say, Tyrod Taylor, who is supposed to be on the show today but is not, is their quarterback right now. That is Tyrod Taylor.
Not Tyrod, as he corrected us all after a number of years in the league, said, you know, technically it's Tyrod,
it's
not Tyrod.
Monte Ball syndrome.
Right.
He said, I'm very familiar with Tyrod. In fact, I've been calling him Tyrod so much longer than y'all have. I would say right now it looks like he's in the driver's seat, but no position is final until we get to training camp right now. And you talked about the Charger quarterback situation yesterday, and yesterday, and you'll talk about it today.
A little bit of a development over there, courtesy of friend of the show, Steve Weish. And again, Chris Harris going to join us in the very next segment. All their free agents made official with the signing of their contracts. Brian Bulaga, Chris Harris, the top two when it comes to their shopping this offseason.
Now, in the quick hits, there are headings like NBA, NFL,
tennis,
MLB, golf. But now there's a new heading, Tiger King. PETA has sent a letter to Shaq. They're asking him to disavow Jeff Lowe,
who currently runs the old Wynnewood.
Yeah, the greater Wynnewood,
right?
Wild Animal
Park.
The GW
Zoo.
The GW Zoo. Jeff Lowe is somehow still in contact with Shaq, apparently. And PETA has said, it appears that the equally problematic wild animal exhibitor Jeff Lowe is now claiming to have your support. Shaq, PETA said, Lowe is no different from Joe Exotic when it comes to harming animals, though his nanny is smoking hot.
Damn right. Sexy nanny. Here's a pic. Instagram. Bing, bang, boom. Come to the GW Zoo.
And just when you thought everybody weighed in on the Tiger King.
Not everybody.
OJ in plastic gloves.
Now everybody's waiting.
On Twitter. Has weighed in on the Tiger King phenomenon.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. I just got back from the golf course where I actually played pretty well. Now it's back at home, back to the couch, and back to television. Listen, I've had so many people on my case asking me to watch some show called Tiger King. Well, yesterday I watched this show, and oh my God, is America in this bad a shape? I watched about 6 episodes of this show, and I couldn't believe what I was looking at. White people, what's with you and wild animals? Leave them animals alone.
What about Shaq?
You know.
The show is crazy, but it's so crazy you kind of keep watching. One thing I will say, there's not a shred of doubt in my mind that that lady's husband is Tiger Sushimi right now.
Sushimi.
I'm just saying. Tap. Take care, and I hope you find something better to watch.
Damn, OJ.
Well.
I know it's really insensitive to say because the man murdered those two people.
Yeah.
He murdered that poor woman. But, and Ron Goldman. But, we were really missing out on free OJ.
White people, what's with you and wild animals?
What? Now, what does he think about Don Lewis? Does he have an opinion on that? Would he know something about killing a spouse? What does he say?
White people, what's with you and wild animals? Leave them animals alone. The show is crazy, but it's so crazy you kind of keep watching. One thing I will say, There's not a shred of doubt in my mind that that lady's husband is Tiger Sushimi.
Yeah!
Tiger Sushimi.
We were missing out on free OJ.
Yeah.
I mean, it's terrible, but it is a gift to society. OJ on Twitter is a gift, and not without irony. Not without irony.
No.
What's wrong with you, America?
Chock full.
I don't know, OJ, were you thinking what's wrong with America during your slow speed chase when people were out on the center dividers freaking out with free OJ signs? Maybe you could have said, what's wrong with you, America, back
white
then?
People.
And you're not even white.
White people.
Tiger Sushimi.
White people.
Exactly right.
Are you saying that a white person wouldn't have just killed the spouse, but also fed it to a big cat?
White people.
As opposed to just leaving it there
for
the cops.
What's with you and wild animals?
I don't know. What is it? Ask Doc Antle. Ask that bitch Carol Baskin.
I mean, those are 3 white people.
Can't run from that. Right there on the TV.
You're right, Matt.
White people.
It is. I am embarrassed to be white. It's terrible. Tennis.
Who are these people?
Speaking of white people, the 2020 Wimbledon championships have been canceled due to coronavirus. Oh, a dreadful.
Not postponed, but canceled.
A dreadful lurch. This is the first time the tourney has been canceled since World War II when England was being bombed. 134th championships will be played next summer from June 28th to July 11th of 2021. And then they're going to play one more time right away. Boom, boom, double up.
Bing, bang, boom.
Ernie Banks, let's play 2.
Double up.
Kidding.
Vacant.
Only going to be 1.
Vacant. champion from 2020.
Oh, here's a nice feel-good story from Tim Cates.
Let's get some good news.
MLB heading, Matt.
Justin Turner helping out all the folks in Los Angeles, feeding people. Texas Rangers left field Shin Soo Chu helping out the Rangers minor leaguers, 37-year-old, giving a grand to about 190 players.
You know, right at the end of this
grand
segment,
in their hand.
You could get a grand in your hand.
That's
when
right.
you hear the keyword and you text it to 200-200. Somebody's going to call you back. That's a grand in your hand, and you don't even have to know Shin Soo Chu.
Exactly right.
Or Tiger Sashimi.
He said, I came here with nothing. Baseball's given me a lot. Minor league players, future of our organization. Just hope they can fight through and overcome this difficult time. Passan yesterday had that they'd get $400 a month. Moving forward.
That's enough to buy Tiger Sashimi.
Sashimi.
White people.
From white people.
There is no doubt, not a shred of doubt in my mind that lady.
One thing I will say.
Say it.
There's not a shred of doubt in my mind that lady's husband is Tiger Sashimi.
Yes.
Exactly right, Sashimi.
And Matt, there's some golf news of the Shushums.
We had it last year. We'll have it again this year. Easy to put on. No gallery. Just a made-for-television production. Tiger versus Phil. They are going to have a coronavirus relief golf match. Raise money. It'll come in May. And they are going to team up with Peyton Manning and Tom Brady as celebrity teammates. CNBC said, quote, matches on. Could happen in May with the idea of it being a fundraiser. Televised on one of the Warner Media outlets. Most likely, I believe this is where it was last time, TNT.
White people!
Wasn't it at pay-per-view last time?
It was pay-per-view. But I think Ernie hosted it.
Yeah.
And then I want to say the pay-per-view went so sideways.
Nobody wanted it.
That they ended up broadcasting it on Turner and refunding all of the money. They did not, I think, have the right servers. It crashed. They couldn't get it. And before you knew it, it was way too dark. They couldn't see. They didn't have lighting. It was a real cluster.
White people! Put it on TV.
White people. White people. What's with you and wild animals?
We'll be right back with more great sports talk. We'll do a Textoso Rodeo Roundup. We'll talk to Chris Harris Jr.
White people.
Of the Chargers. I don't think he's... Sweet James is white.
White people.
He'll join us.
He's a white person.
Not Tiger Sashimi.
Well... I don't think the tiger cares what race you are. He just wants your dead flesh.
Sashimi. Not a taste you can find in the zoo. Here, kitty, kitty.
The reason it's tiger sashimi is because it's served without rice. Yes, Kate?
In our film fight, we have one of the fights. Well, it takes place in...
One of the movies?
Yeah. No, I forget it.
Where does it take place?
I don't know.
I think it takes place in the...
Now, is it Tiger Sashimi because Don still had his shoes on? Instead of sashimi, it's sashimi.
Don Lewis?
White
Don
people! Lewis.
Kate, what were you going to say?
I don't know.
You're really having trouble today cracking that thing, huh, Katesy? You all right?
White people!
We'll be right back with more PMS on AM570 LA Sports.
Petros and Money on AM570 LA Sports. Reminding you, the Dream Center is serving over 11,000 meals every day. Open until 6:30 nightly for those who need assistance. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dream Center also has care packages available to the elderly, including groceries. For details on how you can help, you can log on to dreamcenter.org.
What the hell?
I mean...
I don't know. Ever since we started playing OJ, everything went to hell.
It did.
Matt, I do have breaking news from yesterday that is now public today, courtesy of our own Jane Wells. Police arrest 44-year-old Eduardo Moreno of San Pedro, California, after he allegedly ran his train off the end of the tracks at the port to try to hit the USS Mercy.
Wow.
He got within 250 feet.
Wow.
I told you, a guy tried to run his train off at O'Farrell. He said he thought the Mercy was suspicious. It did not believe the ship is what they say it's for. It is.
Okay.
Guys.
A train.
Guys.
Not a truck.
Don't drive
not
your
a car.
Yes.
A train.
Do not drive your train into the hospital ship. The hospital ship is there to alleviate pressure on our local hospitals who are dealing with or bracing to deal with the COVID-19 outbreak. Do not try to take the ship out with your train. Here's another tip.
Trains, got another one for you.
Trains do not go without tracks, though it does seem like he got pretty darn close.
Yeah, that is weird. How the hell is he going to run a train
ship? 250 yards.
Oh, okay.
Yards! Dane Wells had it wrong.
A little bit different there.
250 yards!
Couple football fields.
2.5. No one was injured in the accident, and the Mercy was not harmed or damaged in any way. Most people on the Mercy didn't even know what was going on. But the train crash...
What's going on out there?
What? The train crash was witnessed by
a... I don't like to look at that ship.
A CPH guy.
I am going to go right at it.
Who took Moreno into custody after he jumped out of his train, threw his conductor's hat away, because then he would have been very recognizable, you know, with the train conductor hat on. Threw his hat away.
What about the overalls?
And he got run. He must have ditched them. And he got run down by the police. He did it out of desire to wake people up. Moreno stated that he thought the USNS Mercy was suspicious and did not believe the ship is what they say it's for.
Okay. I think there's other ways to maybe go about it.
Guys.
Maybe, raise concern through the local media.
I am all for being a skeptic.
Rattle some cages.
I am all for not believing anything the government says. All for it. All for it. David Horowitz, fight back.
Oh, yeah.
However, it is what they say it's for. That's what it is.
Very lucky to have it in our port.
We are.
Very lucky. Let's not run a train into it and cause it to go to another port.
Now, Matt, you're not the only guy who is talking about the USS Mercy right now. Apparently, there are people trying to go down there and take photos with the thing. On the Secret Text Oso line, brought to you by Chevrolet, Chevy cares.
Secret Text Oso line.
Sold out to Chevy.
People are parking by Captain Kirk's windsurf shop and walking down to the corner and taking pictures with the hospital ship every single day in San Pedro.
Every damn night.
And apparently there's a lot of fools who are crowded at the piers in New York City.
That was a big one. I saw that photo of a crowded street. As bad as things are in New York, people sprint out their apartments, pile into a street. I mean, there were like 200 people in the photo in one city block trying to snap a photo.
It's almost like you can't tell people what to do. The SEC.
No hope.
Speaking of ideas, Matt, the SEC teams should rotate playing Liberty every week.
I like it. You get Coastal Carolina in there.
That's not Liberty.
That's
not Liberty. Listen to Monday's pod now. I am mid here kitty kitty and a longtime PMS and American Aquarium fan. I am beyond thrilled to hear American Aquarium cross over on the Petros and Money show with a cover of Here Kitty Kitty Kitty. Thanks, P. And here's another one.
The Secret Text Also Line.
Sold out to Chevy.
Petros, I really appreciate and enjoy the great shows PMS provides in this time. Oh, by the way, just a small caveat. Like, can we stop saying, like, this has been canceled due to coronavirus?
We know why it's been canceled.
This has been canceled. Why?
we weren't feeling it.
I hurt my knee. That's why, okay? I appreciate and enjoy all the great shows PMS provides, and especially now even more in these uncertain and challenging times in the age of coronavirus. So again, I just want to express my sincere, heartfelt thanks to you, Matt, and the rest of the crew on AM570 LA Sports. I tip my cap to
tip
you guys. And that gets us into the tip of the cap challenge, Matt.
Remember, you can win yourself a 50-second shopping spree, as a matter of fact, for Dodgers merchandise, not to mention tickets to opening day. It's something we're doing with the Dodgers here at AM570 LA Sports. It's a tip of the cap to all the people that are out there working hard, that are essential personnel during the coronavirus shutdown. And it's an opportunity for you to post a video, let them know you appreciate their efforts and putting themselves in harm's way for our betterment. And again, if you post that video, with the hashtag #TipYourCapChallenge, you'll be entered to win that 50-second shopping spree for Dodgers merch and tickets to opening day. You can get all the details if you're still confused at am570lasports.com.
What's there to be confused about, Matt? We're just trying to play tribute to people.
No, just where you post it, how to post it, what hashtags to use, all that sort of stuff. Maybe you're not able to do it right now because you're streaming the show live and you want to wait till the show is done at 6 p.m. and then you can do your post.
Tiger King talk, Matt, on the Textoso line.
The Secret Textoso line.
We've got Tiger King news and a film fight coming up at 5 o'clock. We talked a little Tiger King on the Before the Show podcast.
Damn right we did.
We'll be done in a couple days.
Nah, I don't know.
It depends.
Got some staying power.
Communist uprising.
Oh, my God. Workers of the world unite.
All 7 episodes in one day. I'm a single father, P, of 2 teenage boys, and I was up all night because I kept having dreams that I became a meth head, lost my teeth, and married Joe Exotic. I have just woken up 5 times, each worse than the time before. I'm totally unable to work or focus today. I can accept the mind-numbing things that you have dragged me into over the years, but this has to be the worst. Thank you for being awesome, despite that horrible recommendation. Now, look, the Tiger King is not just us. This is lot of people.
It's a global phenomenon. It travels beyond the borders of the United States.
So everybody's watching the Tiger King. You just heard OJ talking about it. I do have a corrections and retractions, Matt. I said
corrections and retractions.
I said a CPH instead of a CHP.
Whatever.
I want to honor our police officers and first responders out there. I don't want to get it wrong.
California Patrol Highway, California Highway Patrol, whatever.
Well, California Patrol Highway is like the bizarro CPH guy. California Patrol Highway! What are you doing? Patrol! Speaking of patrolling, we got somebody here patrols a secondary. Joining us on a swole patrol. Out of Kansas, Rock Chalk!
Jayhawk.
Free State Brewing on Mass Avenue, what? Joining us right now, new LA Supercharger on your Charger information station.
Charger!
With your voice in the bolts. He's on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline,
man. He is a 4-time Pro Bowler, 3-time All-Pro, a Super Bowl champion with the Broncos in Super Bowl 50, signed as a free agent this offseason. It's Chris Harris on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. What's happening, Chris?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Everything's going on. Just tell us what the life of a pro football player who's a pro bowler and all that is like right now. What is your day-to-day like? How difficult is it to get by as an athlete?
Right now, for us, we just had to eliminate some of the guys working out. Make it go to about 10 players and just been able to stay on my same regimen, man. It really hadn't slowed me down other than I got the baby girls at school, at home all day since they're not at school. So instead of them having them at school, now they're at home all day. That's the only thing that's different.
What led you to the Chargers, Chris? It sounded like there were quite a few teams interested in your services. Why you end up here?
Yeah. Man, like I said, it was a great fit. I thought to join back with my first coach, Ron Miles, a guy that I think is very comfortable with me. I played a lot of great football in him, and I believe that he can be able to keep me on point, my fundamentals, help me put me in situations to make plays out there for our team.
Who's the hardest receiver on the Chargers to cover?
Oh, Keenan, of course.
Why is that?
Oh, yeah. Just his route running ability, him not to find space, how to create space, him not to just know different type of defenses, how they play him, just being able to get open. Mike definitely has potential. He definitely has the talent, and he's made strides every year since he's been in the league, since I faced him.
As someone who's seen number one receivers week in and week out for a number of years, people kind of point out that the way Keenan runs routes, the way he gets in and out of breaks is just a different level than a lot of other players. How would you describe it, and how rare is it to have that particular talent in the NFL?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, his releases, just having the feet work to get out the breaks and be able to create space, I think it's definitely rare. I think he has elite route runners, a couple guys around the league that have the route run like him, but it's definitely rare to be able to have the feet work and be able to do that.
Straight out of Tulsa, joining us right now on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline, Chris Harris Jr., cornerback for the Los Angeles Chargers. Right now, just came to the Chargers. He's going to lock down that side, and that is what his job. And now, how much, like for a guy like you that is just going to get down there and handle his business, how much do you have to worry about scheme and all those different things? When it comes to, I mean, because like Matt said, I mean, you're one-on-one with the number one guy most of the time. How much do you bother with, well, what kind of defense do we run, and how much am I going to be in bail? Or is it just, hey, who do I have to guard, and I'm going to try to lock this dude down?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in the NFL, it's always week to week, so it's just finding what's the role going to be week to week. And I think with all the defensive backs that we got, the flexibility of guys being able to play multiple positions, it's like a positionless defense. Everybody can just plug in and play and be able to make plays. So I definitely want to get the playbook, get on the same lingo as these guys, and get my terminology on the same page as them, because they've been in this system a while, and I know that we're going to add some new things, but I need to learn all the old things too and get on that same terminology with them.
Have they, or did they, when they were recruiting you to come as a free agent, tell you where you were going to play?
Oh, yeah. They definitely told me they would love for me to play the slot and play everywhere, really, depending on who we're playing and what they need me to do. So I'm flexible to do whatever and play wherever and do whatever the team needs to have the best chance to win.
Chris Harris Jr. with us, newest Charger defensive back, just signed that contract, made it official. And Chris, you had the path of an undrafted free agent. We just talked to Austin Eckler. He's been on the show a few times, able to make it through that path to NFL stardom. That's what you've done, with a Super Bowl championship and all those Pro Bowls and all pro designations. How tough of a path is that? And can you share what those first couple seasons were like, not knowing maybe whether or not you were going to be part of the team the following year?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My first year was just coming in with the lockout, you know what I mean? So it was kind of a similar situation to how we're going now with these guys with the coronavirus. I would actually say this virus is actually worse than coming through the lockout, just because there's nobody being able to get the pro days. A lot of guys miss chances on that. And at least I got to do my pro day, so they got to see that. And I was able to do that for them to be able to get picked up once the lockout came. So a lot of those guys missed those opportunities. And so that's something that I had to go through as a rookie, just going through that lockout, being picked up, and then making the squad. And I think after my second year, I kind of took over as a starter. And then from there on, man, I've been able to keep that starting spot.
Holding it down on the edge or in the slot or wherever he has to. Chris Harris joining us right now. Did they have your pro day in Lawrence? Did everybody come out to Lawrence to see you?
Oh, yeah, man. I think I had like 12 teams.
Yeah.
Now,
how often do you make it back out to Lawrence, Kansas? Because I know you're from the Tulsa area, Bixby High School. Bixby versus Jenks. What a war. I love it. So just tell us a little bit about coming out of Kansas. And, I mean, how are we going to get Kansas football right, Chris? I mean, you think Les is going to do it?
Man, I hope so, man. I hope so. Going to Kansas, man, that was my only offer at a high school, so I just wanted to go to KU. And Mangino, I got a chance to play with Aqib Talib there as a true freshman, started as a true freshman. He was an All-American already. And just from there, man, that's why I always go to Kansas, man. I just loved it from there. We went to Orange Bowl. So I go back. I try to go back every year, man, especially talk to the players every spring game at least.
We love Chomp, see Matt
Jayhawk.
We love Kansas.
Absolutely,
here. I did the Sunflower Bowl this year, and it wasn't that exciting for Kansas,
but
it was sold out. You never thought it would be sold out. Kansas State versus Kansas, it was full, but Kansas State, they just ran the ball right. They just took it to
it. Happens, you know.
They took it to Les
next year, right?
You're right,
man. I can't remember. I don't know when the last time we beat K-State.
It's been a while.
Okay, there's a more honest assessment. Speaking of honest assessments, Chris Harris Jr., you were a Bronco last year. Chargers come to town. Drew Lock making his first or second start. Zeros on the clock. And as a defensive back, you're watching this from the sideline. How do you feel about that flag that was thrown, I think it was on Casey, against Cortland, that gave the Broncos that game-winning field goal with zeros when it was just kind of a huck it up there and see if you can get a flag play?
Man, I thought it was kind of a good call, man. I'm not going to lie. I thought the DB, they definitely ran into each other at that time. So, at that time, I was definitely like, P.I. Definitely being on the other side of it. But at that situation, man, we can't make it that close. You know what I mean? I think as a secondary, we got to be more into the game, everyone, just knowing that Cortland's a deep threat. He's a guy that they want to throw the ball, especially in those crucial times, and not just have it all on Casey, you know what I mean? Put some safeties over there, put a couple guys over there on that guy, especially in that type of situation.
Well, good luck, Chris. We are looking forward to watching you play once we get up and running here. Congratulations on the new deal. And God bless the people of Tulsa, the people of Lawrence, and the people here in Los Angeles that are going to watch you ball out in SoFi Stadium at some point. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. No problem, man. Thanks for having me.
Rock talk.
Jayhawk. There he goes. Chris Harris Jr.
Now, oh, damn it.
What?
I just got a text. Ask Chris if he has a chair for Fred.
Oh. Chris.
He doesn't.
Hey, Chris. Hey, it's Fred Rogan. I'm the sports guy at Channel 4, and I also work at KLAC with Rodney Pete. We do the midday show. We saw you said a lot of cheers over here today to the producers, to Petros, to Money. I think Big Boy got a chair. We didn't get any chairs.
Uh-oh.
And we're on the radio station.
Ooh.
Chris. Hmm. So I'm going to talk about that today. Like the minute we go on the air at noon.
Hmm.
So please be listening because I'm going to give you a special shout out. You have a good day.
Chris.
Textoso says, I picture Matt touching himself every time you guys interview a Charger. That's not Chris. True. We're not supposed to touch.
No.
Chris.
And actually, I touched my nipples.
I can't see his hands.
Rub my nipples.
Chris.
A circular counterclockwise motion.
Like the minute we go on the air at noon.
White people.
Chris.
Chris.
White people.
Chris.
White people.
6 a.m. to 11 a.m.
White people.
I should say 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. KCBS, KCAL, the Chargers, speaking of Chris Harris Jr., and all of us here at iHeartRadio looking to help raise funds for 650,000 LA Unified School District students that need meals, supplies, and so much more. You can donate by texting the word NEED, N-E-E-D, to 76278, 76278, or you can donate online. Click the donate button at lastudentsmostinneed.org.
Hey, Ronnie, turn this music up a little bit. Let's get a little dance party, a little alternative dance party. Come on, Matt. Come on, Chris.
Unbelievable.
Hello.
White people. White people. White people.
Chris. 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 So I'm going to talk about that today.
Dumbass.
The minute we go on the air at noon. So please be listening. And we're on the radio station. We didn't get any chairs. Hey, Chris Hayes.
Chris.
White people. I feel like you against me, none of the
enemy to those who make us an enemy, friend to those who have no friends. The Petrosyn Money Show is in another dimension for you.
That's
but
true.
Live on the air on the iHeartRadio app.
White Man. People.
White people use the app. So do blacks.
White people.
You are of a darker hue than me.
Actually, everybody's welcome to use the app. The
white
app,
people.
The app doesn't.
Stream it.
What's with you and wild animals?
I don't know.
No animals are on the app.
Oklahoma and Florida. You're the one in Florida.
Yeah, leave us alone.
Yeah, how about Floridians?
Thank you. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app or any other place that you can podcast. We did it before the show podcast today for you. We got the Dodger replay tonight at 7. Dodger Talk with Vasse at 6. But joining us right now, it's time for some justice.
Order in the court. Order in the court. It's time for justice with Sweet James.
Now, there is only one Sweet James Bergener. He wears the dense beard of justice. And in times like these, when people are confused and they don't know where to turn, especially when somebody owes them money like an insurance company or some shiesty attorney, with a billboard that lies, not like Sweet James's billboards, would tell the truth. Sweet James can come through for you.
Look at that billboard. That's a truth-telling billboard if I've ever seen one.
And the other one across the street.
Lies.
That's a billboard of a liar. Mentiroso! Sweet James Bergener on AM 570 LA Sports. Our friend, 800-500-5200. Give him a call. Find out if you have a case. No charge. How you doing there, Sweet James?
You boys have been keeping me sane. You guys are awesome.
How was week three? James. I mean, you know, 4 weeks ago we were talking about you taking a trip to Wuhan and just, you know, standing in the wet market and just, you know, telling everybody to F off, two middle fingers. You know, 3 weeks later we're all shut into our houses going crazy, Sweet James. I mean, and I was just explaining to Matt on the during the break there, off air, just on the normal waves, just the waves of speaking, the regular not waves, on the air. I was just telling Matt, like, hey.
Nobody does this.
Sweet James.
Pull back the curtain.
He's like a wild bird. He's like a hawk.
Spread them wings.
He can't be, you know, he can't be tamed.
You can't put it on the board.
No. Put it on the board.
Never.
He's a hawk. And I just don't know how he handles being told what he can and can't do. Sweet James is a man of his own.
But he's also a man of the law.
He's a man of his own will, though. He's a man of bending the law.
There you go. That is it. I know a good attorney, so I can do what I need to do.
So you were about to say whatever I want.
How do you deal with it, Sweet James?
You were about to say it.
I bought the Senate.
All I know is I have a child of school age, and I'm thinking, teachers are not paid enough. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's
man.
The worst. Oh, to watch the first grade teacher try to corral these 12 or 15 kids on a freaking computer every day.
Goodness.
And I'm just dealing with the one kid like, you need to pay attention. Look at the screen. Look at the screen. Oh, my God, we're not on mute? Oh, they just heard that? Now, let's say, okay, you know what? That brings me to a question, Sweet James.
Okay, here we go.
Let's say my son is doing his homework with the screen or doing his school, and he's on screen.
Uh-huh.
And at Riviera Hall Lutheran, and he's doing his work, his first grade work, in Miss Anderson's class, and he's popping off.
Oh boy!
And my hand comes in from outside, and I give him like a disciplinary poke
to the temple.
Yeah, or like the cheek. Just like, hey, pay attention.
Okay, hey.
Like not, but hey, that's a man's hand that just came in and pushed this kid's head out of the way. And the kid, of course, you know, overreacts like a little bit. You start crying. Now, let's say that teacher was to call the popo and say, hey, man, this guy's losing it during corn of areas.
Yeah.
I hear him screaming with his sports talk voice, like, you shut up and read. You read about the apples. You learn your present tense. You know, am I going to get exposed? Like, what's going to happen here?
Child services?
Probably not. I think you're going to be okay on that. Basically.
Okay. How about this? How about I'm not yelling?
How hard do I have to hit him?
By the way, I'm calling it coronavirus now.
And no, so that's, it's good. Like, that's good. That's good legally. How hard do I have to hit him for them to shoot?
let's not talk about the other side of that.
Let's not figure out how hard you have to hit him.
Today, I was undoing a paperclip, not to clear a bowl like you think I was, but I was undoing a paperclip to free my CD. Because I couldn't get my CD player to open, and there's like a little thing you put a thing in. And I thought
A little thing that you put a thing in.
Well, you put, there's a little hole, and the CD, if the CD won't eject,
it'll reset.
It'll come out, you know, manually.
Okay.
And, but I had this little, it's almost like a tack. And I thought about poking my son with that.
Oh, no, you don't want a weapon. No. Yeah, you don't.
But it's not
going
to puncture his skin.
No.
James, what if
you know what?
Don't need to do that.
And Tiger King can do all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I can't even poke my kid with a paperclip.
Tiger King, 22 years, man. Let's say I'm oblivious. I'm oblivious to one of the kids on the Zoom. Let's just say.
Oh, don't think that's not happening around.
Let's just say, now look, I'm not naked. It's not my junk or anything like that.
Today I just let him see the boxers.
Let's just say,
you know, in light of the Tiger King. Let's say I bought a pair of them Joe Exotic Tiger themed Speedo underwear.
80s hip cut.
Right? Let's say I got those on.
High hip.
You rocking the mullet now?
Right? Okay. You know what? No, I got my hair. But.
Is that Dr. Manhattan?
Also,
no, that's Mad Money Smith.
Also, because of my infatuation with the Tiger King, I pierced my nipples. So now I'm in the background in my daughter's classroom, and all these kids see her old man.
That you're very exotic.
And then Tiger King, Speedo cut, and pierced nipples. Can they come after me for that?
No, that is, you could wear that in public. And
I could.
You'd be okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah,
you'd be okay.
Now, what if,
because I gave him the box. Like, to this morning, I was like, gosh, should I put shorts? I have boxers and, like, a T-shirt. And I was like, you know what? F this.
Yeah, be careful with that flap, though. You never know, man.
Well,
man,
I checked the flap,
well,
for
I know,
God's
but
sakes.
Sometimes the wind blows and the fabric moves.
Hey, I'm not flying on Memphis Belle,
next
okay?
thing you know. What if, like, Joe Exotic, I got the Prince Albert with the two locks.
Okay.
And you can see the outline
of
that.
We don't need that.
Well, now the kids are just looking too hard.
Yeah,
you have to like really put your junk up on the screen.
Yeah.
Check it out.
We don't need that. We don't need
just
that.
Like Gates Place sound.
right
on the screen.
Exactly.
Okay, so neither of us are going down on that. We're not going to be
okay.
We're not going to be called, what would it be called? We'd be called a sexual sex offenders.
We're right on the line there, but we're not going to cross it. There you are.
Oh, what if I'm taking a leak in the bathroom with the door open?
No,
seriously. What if the door is open?
Or blowing it out with the door open?
Yeah, and the kid walks by because they're doing the Zoom on the laptop or the iPad, and they walk by and they catch me in the background.
Yeah, you might be, you don't want that to happen. That's why you shut the door. Okay. Just shut the door.
But you don't think about those things when you're home. It's like, yeah, what?
And the other thing is, how could they prove it was my hand hitting it? Like, how do they know whose hand it was?
Because your pinky goes the wrong way.
Yeah, your hand is fairly distinct there, Petros, you know.
What if it's my right? I'll give him the right.
Well, there you go. There you go. All right.
And it'll be real quick. Super quick whack.
What happened to that kid? Why is he crying? I didn't even see it. That's how freaking fast I am, son of a bitch.
Lightning quick. Lightning quick.
Oh, man. How have you guys...
Huh? No,
how
what?
Much have you guys
no,
out of jail
we
for
do
so
the,
long?
We ask the questions,
James. We ask the questions here, sweet James.
We ask the questions.
I think you can pretty much tell how we're doing, okay?
Listen here.
I'm thinking of Matt's,
don't you dare ask a question.
Matt's worried about being arrested as a sex offender, and I'm worried about being arrested as a
child abuser.
So we both have that going on.
Exactly right.
I love it. I was prepared to dump on Rob Manfred, but this is 10 times better.
You want to get after Manfred, sweet James, about the Houston Astros? You feel?
I don't know.
But no, here's this is actually legit because I look. There's a lot of people out there quarantining themselves and holding in place. But those people are sending a lot of people to work, you know, like the people building SoFi Stadium.
Now, this is a big one.
You know,
Kroenke's not out there licking toilet seats.
No. Nope.
But he's got these dudes working and ladies working all day and all night to build the SoFi Stadium, that monstrosity in Inglewood. And they're worried. I mean, I see people doing construction around town. Why is construction not?
Why is it deemed
Is it deemed so essential? I mean, sports talk radio, that's one thing. We're needed.
Absolutely.
But building crap? Progress
like I said,
in society?
You guys
F
are,
that.
I think that's what it comes down to. As long as I think reasonable precautions are in place, that it's okay. But I know that officers were driving around L.A. shutting down businesses. I had a friend up there, and he was like, yep, they drove down the street and went door to door, and were telling everybody, shut the door.
What is this, Russia?
Yeah, it feels that way, right?
In terms of the SoFi workers, James,
yes, sir.
Is it as simple as their employer saying they're told they can go home at any time? They do not have to work if they do not feel up to it. And their comeback is, well, then we don't get paid. So pretty much there's nothing they can do, right?
Yeah, that's the old NFL, quote unquote, involuntary workout.
Right.
You don't have to be here, but if you're not, we're probably going to cut your sorry ass. Oh,
yeah,
thanks.
You can file unemployment if you don't want to go in. And that's what was like a million claims last week, and it'll be another million this week. But
that's
what those are your options. Crazy times.
So they have no case saying we have to work when their employers have said, no, you don't.
Yeah, you've got if the government is saying you can work and you choose not to, that's on you.
All right.
So,
sweet James.
Fair
enough. I
guess you want to be home with those kids.
I was trying to help the people at SoFi. Oh no, hell no, no.
I know you're not.
No,
you're gonna suffer the coronavirus.
No, my daughter this morning. Gosh, I don't get me started.
You want to sue her for kicking you in the balls?
Just a little bit. What?
What? How many times can she kick me in the balls till I sue? How old does she have to be till I try to take her assets?
18. When she's 18 and legal, then we can sue her.
All right, so you got a little bit of time. Put it in your calendar. All right,
2035. I'm sorry, B.
And, she'll tell me, like, put this show on, and I'll put it on, like, go all the way down, like, pick the show, and, like, once it starts, she'll be like, yeah, you know what? Put on this one. And I'm like, you son of a gun! I'm just not reacting congruously
now. A lot of people on edge right now.
Yep.
A lot of cabin fever out there.
You can call Sweet James if you got a problem. A
lot of cabin
fever. You want to see your kid? Call me up. We'll take care of it.
Or, you know, you want to feed your husband to a big cat in the backyard. Sweet James might tell you how to go about doing that.
Right.
Or not going about doing that.
White people. Thank you, James.
Boys, I don't know why, but this is my favorite time of the week.
Hey.
I just love you guys.
Enjoy the week.
Thanks so much.
Talk to you next week.
There he is, 800-500-5200, the dense spirit of justice, still working hard, though, under quarantine. Doesn't understand why the teachers have to work so hard. I have a hard time keeping my fist to myself. The kid's doing everything he wants to do instead of concentrating on his work.
Well, this kid, what did you do when you were in first grade?
Well, I need to send him to be broken.
Yeah.
Nobody sent me anywhere to be broken.
Spitwads.
No, I know where he's going.
Hot foot.
He's going to the school where they tell him to never be famous. When you punish a person for dreaming their dream, don't expect them to thank or forgive you.
White people.
Yes.
White people.
We are your white people show of record and black people show of record. Shaq is black.
Film fight. Speaking of Shaq. Big Cat film fight next.